I'm Dan Klufstad. A new report is calling for higher energy bills to help keep two Illinois nuclear power plants in operation. Dave McKinney has more.
This fall, Exelon Generation wants to mothball money-losing nuclear plants at Dresden and Byron. Those supply power to 4 million residents in northern Illinois. To keep those plants going, a new study commissioned by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration justifies roughly $350 million in ratepayer help during the next 5 years. Christian Mitchell is Pritzker's deputy governor and point person on utility issues.
The governor's deeply committed to keeping these plants open. They're 54% of our power in the state of Illinois. They are a massive percentage, like the lion's share of our clean power.
Lawmakers are being briefed on the report today, and it's not clear if Exelon may want more. This is Dave McKinney.
The Illinois House voted to decriminalize HIV. Currently, it's a crime to knowingly transmit HIV or not disclose HIV status to a sexual partner. But Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana says the law reflects past thinking about the virus and needs to be changed.
This virus has been prevented with several remedies today that does not require us to criminalize people with HIV.
The bill passed on a 90-9 vote and still needs Senate approval. New legislation would let student athletes make changes to their uniforms for religious reasons. Senator Laura Murphy says students should be able to easily make modesty alterations when they compete. That may include adding a hijab, undershirt, or leggings to be more in line with their religious beliefs. The student would be responsible for the cost of the extra clothing. A Senate committee approved the measure, and it now goes to the Senate floor for a vote. Illinois physicists recently announced a discovery that suggests there are unknown particles and forces in the universe. Scientists at Fermilab near Batavia worked on an experiment involving muons, which are massive unstable electrons. Physicists beamed muons into a giant magnetic racetrack that measured how fast they spun before decaying. That measurement differed from theoretical models, confirming results from a previous experiment and offering more evidence of mysterious particles and forces. Brendan Kyberg, a physicist at Fermilab, said they've analyzed only 6% of the data in the experiment. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. SIU's semester may be winding down, but campus leaders are urging students, faculty, and staff to remain vigilant when it comes to protecting against COVID-19. This week's total cases on campus jumped from 2 to 7, the highest count since January. 6 of these cases are students. One is listed as faculty or staff. 3 students are staying in isolation housing as they recover. Chancellor Austin Lane says he's been glad to see so many people following masking and distancing guidelines throughout the year and says everyone is eligible for vaccines at the Banterra Center on campus. As the abbreviated Illinois high school football season enters its final 2 weeks, the COVID-19 virus is rearing its ugly head there as well. DuQuoin High School Wednesday reported a positive COVID case within its football team. As a result of contact tracing, the Indians' home varsity game this Saturday against Harrisburg has been canceled because the number of players in close contact with a positive case. For the time being, DuQuoin High School says no decisions have been made on canceling games at any other level. The Illinois House is voting to decriminalize HIV. Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana says current laws that charge someone for transmitting the virus are outdated. She's sponsoring legislation changing that.
This bill will repeal the provisions that criminalize HIV transmission and provide an effective way to make it a public health crisis as it should always have been. It encourages testing and treatment and the disclosure of HIV status without the threat of criminal penalty.
It's now up to the state Senate to consider the bill. I'm Leah Lerner.